啊，今天早上跟大家一起要探讨神借着主耶稣啊给我们胜利。
This morning we shall discuss on the topic God gives us the victory through Jesus Christ.
那所谓的胜利啊，我们知道就是专门指着啊一个人啊这个军队啊在战场上能够消灭敌人。
And when we talk about victory, we talk about how an army gains victory in the battlefield.
啊，能够扫除他们眼前的障碍。
And how they can overcome the obstacles before their eyes.
啊，能够得到他们所要的目标。
And how they can achieve their goals.
那有些时候，我们人生会碰到很多的困难。
Many at times we face with several difficulties in life.
啊，这些困难就是阻碍我们往成功之路的一个障碍。
And this difficulties are obstacles which stop us from achieving our goals.
啊，但是现在神要给我们胜利。
Now God wants to grant us victory.
啊，他要帮我们扫除前面的这些障碍。
He wants to help us to sweep away all these obstacles before our eyes.
啊，让我们达到一个成功的地步。
That we can achieve success.
所以我们就是要借着主耶稣基督啊，给我们胜利。
And through Jesus Christ, we want to gain victory.
为什么神能够借着主耶稣给我们胜利
？And how is it that God gives us the victory through Jesus Christ?
啊，因为神已经胜利了。
Because God is already victorious.
那神为什么已经胜利了？
And why is it that God is already victorious?
因为他已经胜利了，才能够给别人胜利呀。
It is because He is already victorious that He is able to grant victory to others.
他自己都不能够胜利，怎么能够告诉别人怎么打胜仗
？How is He able to tell others how to win a battle if He Himself has not yet gained victory?
一个打败的将军怎么能够告诉他军队怎么打胜仗
？How would a soldier who has failed in the battle teach others how to gain victory?
我们的神已经打胜仗了。
Our God has won the battle.
那神在哪些方面已经打胜仗
？And in which aspects has God won the battle？
那为什么他能够打胜仗
？And how did He gain victory in the battle？
那第一个，因为他能够使无变有。
First, because He is able to call things which do not exist.
从无当中创造这个无，就是什么东西都没有，然后创造一个有物质的世界。
From a non-existing world, he created a world.
那一个人能够使无变有，那他一定能够打胜仗的。
And if someone is able to call things from what, that which do not exist, he is able to gain victory.
我们现在大家想一想。
Now let us ponder.
假若呢，有两个人呢，他们打架。
If there are two people who are in a fight.
这两个人呢，刚开始都是徒手，大家身上都没有什么武器的。
And initially, both people do not carryany weapons.
啊，现在两个人要打架。
But now that both of them are fighting,
当我们按照眼前所看的，大概胜负的机会哈，大概一半一半，因为我们不认识他们呢。
And from our perspective, the winning chances is 50-50 because we do not know any of them prior to the battle.
我们不知道哪一个厉害呀。
We do not know which is more capable.
啊，但是其中假设有一个人
，But there has to be one person out of the two.
虽然是徒手，但是他能够使无变有。
Even though they are in a fight, but this God is able to call things which do not exist.
只要他心里想说，哎，有一把手枪，然后就他手上就马上有一把手枪，他在他的手上。
If one of these two people that's in a fight, he's able to call things which do not exist. For example, if he's able to call into existence a weapon.
那我们想想，哪一个人会得胜呢？
So let us ponder who among these two persons will win the fight.
啊，当然那个能够使无变有的，他一定会得胜的。
Definitely, it is this person who is able to call things from that which do not exist.
因为他能够想到什么就有什么。
Because whatever that he can think of, that thing comes into existence.
那虽然两个人刚开始都是徒手的。
Even though both of them initially were equal.
啊，可是呢，一个人有这种使无变有的能力。
But because one of them has this ability to call into things which do not exist.
那他到哪里一定会打胜仗的。
So no matter where he goes, he's able to win all the battles.
就是美国、苏联再有先进的武器。
Even though the United States and Russia have really advanced technology and weapons.
啊，就是他再有先进的雷达，有先进的隐形战机。隐形战机 ，Stealth
隐形是 transparent，
啊 ，steel， 不
Stealth weapons. Okay, even if a country has got stealth.
这叫隐形战机的专门名称啊。
That's the special name for this weapon.
就让雷达发现不出来。
It cannot be detected even through radar.
有这个什么最先进的导弹。
导弹。对，missile。 Oh, and if you have the most advanced missiles?
可是呢。 神呢，他说有这个，我要比你更厉害。
But God is even better than all these people because He can call into things which do not exist.
那神的武器就比他们更厉害呀。
And obviously, God's weapons are even more advanced than theirs.
所以神到哪里都一定会打胜仗的。
So no matter where God goes to, He will win the battle.
我们请看罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章17节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
第四章17节
Romans chapter 4 verse 17
亚伯拉罕所信的是叫那叫使人复活使无变的有的神他在主的面前做我们世人的父好像经上所记我已经立你做多国的父
Verse 17 In the presence of him whom he has believed God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did
神向亚伯拉罕显现很多次。
God has revealed himself to Abraham many times.
最主要的神向他显现说我是全能的神。
And most importantly, when God revealed himself to him as the Almighty God.
他就相信了。 He
believed.
他还相信神能够使无变有，能够使死人复活。
He also believed that God is able to call into things which do not exist and he's able to resurrect the dead.
他所相信的那位神是已经打胜仗的神。
And he believes that the God that he worships is the God who has won the battle.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕他一生当中都是打胜仗。
And we could see that in Abraham's life, throughout his life, he often gained victories.
虽然有敌人要找他麻烦。
Even though there are enemies who counter him.
但是他们不能够胜过他。
But they are not able to win against him.
反而那些敌人看到神在亚伯拉罕的身上祝福他。
In the contrary, the enemies actually saw how God has blessed Abraham.
使那些敌人发生敬畏的心。
And these enemies started to have a God-fearing heart.
就不敢再找亚伯拉罕的麻烦。
And they no longer dare to attack Abraham.
第二个，神为什么能够打胜仗？
And secondly, how did God gain victory?
因为他吩咐光从黑暗里面照出来。
Because he is the God who commands light to shine out of darkness.
请看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Verse 6, For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们知道黑暗是什么都看不见。We
know that we can't see anything in the dark.
有时候还有月光，但是这个黑暗是非常暗，手一伸出去看不见自己的五个手指头。
Sometimes even with the moonlight, it's still complete darkness that if we put our hands out, we can't even see our five fingers.
这种黑暗是非常黑暗，我们想象不到的大黑暗。
This darkness is pitch black, which is beyond our imagination.
所以圣经形容是大黑暗。
That is why the Bible describes it as real darkness.
一点亮光都没有。
It's pitch black without any light.
看不清楚任何东西。
You can't see anything clearly.
好，在这种情形之下，假如又有两个人要打架。
In this situation, if again there are two people who are in a fight.
那一个呢，他处在黑暗当中啊。
If one dwells in darkness.
就是他身边有武器。
Even though he might have weapon with him.
有枪有刀。
He could be armed with knives.
但是因为黑暗呢。
Or guns.
那些东西放在哪里，他也看不清楚。
But because he was dwelling in the dark, he couldn't even see where are his weapons.
所以武器对他来说也是没用。
So these weapons are actually useless to him.
但是另外有一个人呢。
But on the other hand, if the other person,
虽然是刚开始也在黑暗当中。
He could be in the dark initially.
但是他能够吩咐啊， 光从黑暗里头照出来。
But if he's able to call into, call the light to shine out of darkness,
早就看清楚啊，那些武器在哪里呀、啊、
？Then he'll be able to see where are the weapons.
所以我们看这两个人哪一个人能够打胜仗
？So let's ponder among these two people, who's the person that will win the battle?
那一定是能够。叫光从黑暗里面照出来的那一个人能够打胜仗。
It's definitely the person who's able to command light to shine out of darkness.
那黑暗呢，就是表示一种无助，没有希望。
Darkness represents helplessness and hopelessness.
因为看不清楚目标啊。
Because we're unable to see our goals.
我们现在是白天。
Now it is daytime.
大家眼睛都能够看得很清楚。
Right now, everyone can see things clearly.
可是事实上在某一种程度来说很多人也是活在黑暗当中的。
But to a certain extent, many people are also still living in the dark.
因为人生没有指望。
Because, life is hopeless.
人生没有一个目标啊。
And it's without a goal.
他早上一起来不知道做什么。
Once we wake up in the morning, we do not know what to do for the day.
他没有一个方向感。
We don't have a sense of direction.
所以他是生活在黑暗当中的。
And that's why we're dwelling in the dark.
因为他不知道往哪里走啊。
Because we do not know which direction to take.
啊，现在很多人就是这样子。
Many people are living like this now.
忧郁症的来源啊，就是因为生活在黑暗当中。
The source of depression, the cause of depression is living in the dark.
所以他们觉得人生啊，没有什么乐趣的。
They feel like there's no enjoyment in life.
因为自己存在价值在哪里，自己都搞不清楚啊。
Because they're also not clear of the values of life.
所以很多人想要自杀。
That is why many people opt to commit suicide.
所以这个是跟金钱没有关系的。
This has nothing to do with wealth.
很多有钱人也是有忧郁症啊。
Many wealthy people are suffering from depression.
因为他们生活没有个目标啊。
Because their lives are without a goal.
因为他们已经成功了。
They have already achieved success.
再接下来要做什么，他们不知道啊。
And they do not know what's the next step.
啊，但是呢，这个神呢，能够扫除，把黑暗呢扫除。
But God's able to sweep this darkness away.
因为他已经得胜了。
Because he has already gained victory.
说他能够把我们心中那个黑暗的阴霾啊扫除掉。
He's able to sweep away the shadow of darkness in our hearts.
让我们能够重新再看到阳光。
That we're able to see this light once again.
我们人的思想意念很容易走到负面的方面。
Our thoughts and our minds, turn negative.
什么都会想到坏的方面。
Sometimes we often think negatively.
所以我们人生经常说啊，嗨的嗨的，死的死的，死定了死定了啊，死啊死啊，没希望了。
That's why we often think that it is hopeless.
是不是这样子呢
？Is it so?
不是，那是自己想的啦。
It is actually only how we want to think of it.
所以那个黑暗叫做自己的敌人。
So this darkness is our own enemy.
但是没关系，我们神已经得胜了。
But it's okay because God has already gained victory.
他要帮助我们扫除心中的那一块阴霾，那一块负面的思想，改变成为一个有阳光、正面的思想。
And he wants to turn the darkness into our heart into light, so we will turn into positive.
就是死的人也可以复活啊。
Even the dead can be called to resurrect.
所以在神的字典里头没有困难这两个字。
That is why in God's dictionary there's no such word as difficulty.
我们一定要记住这个原则。
We have to often remember this principle.
这个就是信耶稣、信神的好处。
This is the benefit of believing in God.
神是得胜的神。
God is the one who is victorious.
因为他能够使无变有。
Because he's able to call into things which do not exist.
他能够使死人复活。
He's able to resurrect people.
他能够叫光从黑暗里头照出来。
He's able to command light to shine out of darkness.
让人们看得清楚了。
So that we can see things clearly and see our directions clearly.
啊，他也是使人得胜的神。
And he's also the God who gives us victory.
啊，我们请看箴言二十一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言二十一章。
Proverbs chapter 21.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
箴言二十一章三十一节
，Proverbs 21:31。
马是为打仗之日预备的，得胜乃在乎神。
31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is the Lord.
啊，当然，现在马是骑用来好玩的，用来做娱乐用的，骑马在娱乐，在健身呢。
Of course, in the modern days, horses.Are for entertaining purposes.
那以前骑马就是要打仗啊。
But in the past, horses are being read to fight in a battle.
以前的马车啊，就是一种最先进的交通工具。
Carriages were the most advanced form of transportation in the past.
所以我们在看这一节的时候，要回到三千多年以前的那种日子。
So when we read this verse, we have to think that it took place 3,000 years ago.
在马是最先进的。
When horses were the most advanced form of transportation.
这个马是为打仗用的。
And horses were prepared for the battle.
因为马跑得很快呀。
Because horses ran very fast.
所以你要射箭的话，要射那个，因为它目标一直在移动，所以要射箭的话也很难射到这个骑马的人。
And if you're avoiding the arrow, horses is a good form that carries you because it runs very fast.
它要跑也跑得快，要追敌人也追得快。
It runs very fast and it chases the enemies.
所以马是打仗的必需品啊。
That is why it is a necessity in a battle.
马多的话，打胜仗的机会比较多了。
The more horses you have, the chances of you winning the battle is high.
但是马多的话，这个马多哈，那不一定会打胜仗哎。
But it doesn't mean that the more horses you have, you would win the battle.
因为得胜是在乎神。
Because the victory lies in God's hand.
就是没有马的话，只是用走路的。
Even if you do not have a horse, but you're just walking.
你看蜗牛啊，这个爬得很慢呐。
Let's look at how slow do the snails walk.
那乌龟也爬得很慢呐。
And the turtles walk very slowly.
那兔子跑得很快呀。
And rabbits ran really fast.
但是我们看过很多故事啊，这个到最后乌龟跟兔子在赛跑啊，到最后谁赢呢
？But we know who is the winner when the tortoise is racing with the rabbit.
乌龟赢啊。
The tortoise won.
啊，所以快跑的不一定会得胜哎。
So we know that the one who runs most fast does not necessarily is the winner.
因为得胜了乃在乎神。
Because the victory lies in the hands of God.
因为神给人机会。
God gives people opportunities.
很多人都想要挤进那个一流的大学呀。
Many people really struggle to get into good universities.
因为大家都认为这个好的大学出来找工作的机会比较多了。
Because they think that if you are from a good university, your chance of being employed is higher.
成功的机会比较大。
And your chance of being successful is higher.
这也是有道理。
This makes sense.
但是呢，也不一定。
But not necessarily.
因为都是在乎当时的机会。
Because it all lies in the opportunities.
我们看现在那些亿万富翁的人哈。
Now, if we look at all the billionaires,
很多人大学都没毕业。
Many of them are not even graduates.
所以是在乎当时的机会啊，不是说一定要大学毕业念到博士才能够致富啊。
So it all depends on the opportunities that they have.Doesn't mean that if they're PhD holders, then they can be successful.
在乎当时的机会，在乎神所给的机会。
It really depends on the opportunities that have been granted by God at that time.
所以神要使一个人得胜很简单。
If God wants someone to be victorious, it's really easy.
就是让他有机会。
By just giving opportunities to that person.
让他碰到好人提拔他。
By just letting him meet with a good person who cultivates him.
让他在适当的地点。做适当的事情，做对的事情
，that he's able to do the right thing at the right time，
那就成功了。
Then he will be successful。
所以得胜啊，在乎神。
Victory lies in the hands of God。
那神啊，就是我们的旌旗。
God is our banner。
这个旌旗啊，就是代表元帅的本身呢。
Banner represents this general。
好像美国总统啊，他一出来。演说啊啊，那个背后有两面旗子，一边是美国国旗，另外一边呢是统帅旗。他的总统是三军统帅。
Just like our president as the commander in chief, when he comes out to speak, there will be two flags behind him.
以前我在服兵役的时候，当军人的时候
，When I was in the army,
那个军长啊要来演讲。
When the general comes and deliver a speech,
什么东西先来呢？先到啊。
Arrive even before the general.
当然，我们必须要在那里先等他。
Of course, we already have to be there to wait for him.
大家都排得很整齐。
Everyone's in line.
精神抖擞。
And we have to be very alert.
一到早啊，就在那里等他。
And we have to start waiting for him from the morning itself.
难道我们看到什么东西来了，就知道他快到了呢
？So what object is it that once we see that has arrived, it symbolizes that the general is about to arrive?
啊，就是看到他的将军旗。
That is his banner.
看到将军旗来的时候，就表示他快很快就到了。
Once we see the banner of the general, we know that the general will arrive very soon.
因为将军旗呀，就是代表他本身，他是将军呢。
Because the flag represents himself, he's the general.
那一样，这个神是我们的旌旗，这一面旌旗就代表着我们的三军统帅，叫做神。
And this banner represents our Lord. So when we see this banner, we know that it represents the Lord.
他已经得胜了。
Because he has already gained victory.
所以我们走到哪里都是要把这把旌旗啊，这把旗带着。
So no matter where we go, we have to bring forth this banner.
因为这旗就是代表他本身呢。
Because the banner represents itself.
人看到这边旗子，就会产生敬畏的心。
When people see this banner, they will have a fearful heart.
只要他们看见这边旗子。那他们就服了。
When they see this banner, they can be convinced.
我到非洲去协助圣工的时候
，When I was in Africa to help out in the divine work，
哦，要出境了，那个海关很刁难。
When I was exiting, the immigration officer gave me a lot of problems.
啊，他一直问我说：“你为什么要留在这里30天呢
？”He kept asking me, "Why do I have to live here for 30 days?" 30 days.
我说按照签证我可以留到90天呢。
I told him that according to my visa, I'm allowed to stay here for 90 days.
他说我不管你为什么一定要留30天。
But he kept inquiring me, why is it that I have to stay here for 30 days?
我说我没有犯规啊。
I told him that I didn't go against the law.
他还说不管呢。
But he didn't care.
啊，然后我说最后就把这个旌旗啊就拿出来。
But eventually, I took out my banner.
我说我是来这里啊，宣传主耶稣的福音呢、啊。
I told him that I'm here to preach the gospel.
我来这里传福音给你们的同胞听。
I'm here to preach the gospel to your people.
你还敢找我麻烦
？And why are you giving me trouble？
哇，他就改变态度啊。
And his attitude changed drastically.
他不但放我走啊。
Not just by letting me off.
他还跑到前面的那一站。
He actually went to the station before the.
告诉那个人说：“哎，这个是牧师啊，对他客气一点呢、啊。”
He went to the next station to tell them to be more courteous to me because I'm a pastor.
所以我们把这个旌旗就带着。
So if we bring forth our banner.
有位姐妹呢、啊。
There's this sister.
她开车的时候。
As she was driving.
啊，这个被警察拦下来。
She has been stopped by the police officer.
啊，当然，警察拦下来总是有原因的。
Of course, there has to be a reason why the police officer stopped and frisked her.
这个姐妹她也很聪明。
So the sister is really intelligent.
在警察来的时候
，When the police officer approached her,
她说：“赶快把这个旌旗拿出来。”
She took out a banner.
警察到她窗户旁边。
The police officer went to her window.
这个姐妹就先告诉警察。
And the sister told this police officer.
So Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
愿神祝福你。
May God bless you.
哇，这个警察听到 Hallelujah 以后
，After this police officer heard Hallelujah，
嘿，本来是要开罚单的。
Initially, he wanted to issue a ticket.
啊，最后也很客气。
But he became so courteous.
他说：“哎呀，愿神来祝福你，那你小心开车。
”Then he told the sister, "Oh, may God bless you. Please drive safely."
所以这姐妹也是鼓励大家要把旌旗，主的旌旗经常带着。
So this.Sister encouraged everyone to often carry the banner of God.
这个旌旗就代表统帅本身了。
Because this banner represents the general.
哦，那我们再来谈嘛，主耶稣已经得胜。
Next, let us talk about how the Lord Jesus has conquered.
因为现在神要借着主耶稣给我们胜利。
Because now we would like to gain victory through Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣已经得胜了。
Because God has already conquered.
那主耶稣战胜试探。
Lord Jesus has overcome the temptation.
那我们经常讲个试探啊，就是想到说啊，大概是这个第三者啊，有这个跟别人有关系哈、啊，有这个婚外情，还是婚姻以前的这种性关系，才叫做试探。
When we talk about temptations, we often think about extramarital affairs or adulterous actions.
啊，其实不是的。
But it is not necessarily so.
啊，所谓试探，就是要让我们引到，要把我们引到。有一个坑让我们掉下去。
This temptation means a trap which has been set to trap us.
这个坑啊，不一定是性的方面。 跟性有关系。
This cave or this trap does not necessarily has anything to do with sexual relationships.
啊，这个坑呢，有些说是一种称赞。
It could be a form of praise.
啊，称赞本身也是一个试炼呢。
Praises itself is a form of temptation.
因为我们受到一个人称赞的时候
，because when we have been praised by others,
那时候我们的心里会怎么反应
？How would our heart react to these praises？
我们可能说，哎，对呀，这个我很认真工作啊。
We could be thinking to ourselves, yes, indeed, I work very seriously.
对呀，我准备得很周全啊，说我的表演很棒啊。
I prepared myself so well that my presentation was so good.
那说明我们会 take 这个 credit。
So we would take credit for the things that we have achieved.
那但是呢，那个时候就是一种的考验。
But this is actually a test for us.
大部分的人呢，都是忘记把荣耀归给神了。
Most people forget to give blessing, give glory to the Lord.
那主耶稣呢，他胜过试探。
God has overcome temptations.
啊，当他变饼给五千个人吃的时候
，When Jesus turned the bread for 5,000 people.
您说主耶稣是不是很厉害呀
？Do you think God is very capable?
哇，当然喽，很厉害呀。
Do you think Jesus is very capable?
几个饼几条鱼就变给五千个人吃了，叫大家都吃得很饱。
He turned this he fed 5,000 people with 2 loaves and 5 bread and 5 fish.
我们离我们这边最近的宝贝哈，他那些食物哈，我看五千个人进去吃啊，那不到几分钟就光了。
If we look at the eat all you can outlets, the food can't even feed 5,000 people.
不可能啊。
It's impossible.
但是主耶稣呢，有办法，那几个饼、几条鱼，喂饱五千个人，大家都吃得很饱。
But God's able to feed 5,000 people by 5 loaves and 2 fish.
所以你说他厉不厉害呢
？Do you think he's really capable?
大家都说啊，你可以当王啊，你可以来我们当我们的主人啊。
Everybody told Jesus that you should be the king.
你要带领我们的国家。
To lead our country,
但是他不接受。
But Jesus rejected.
要是我的话，也可能说啊，是啊，你看不错吧？
If it's me, I might actually take credit.
但是主耶稣他胜过试探。
But Jesus has overcome temptations.
主耶稣经常自己一个人很孤单呢。
Jesus is always alone, and he felt lonely.
尤其当最后一个星期。
Especially during the last week of his life.
他被罗马兵丁抓走的时候。
When he has been arrested.By the Roman soldier.
被罗马兵丁抓走的时候
，When he has been arrested and captivated by the Roman soldiers,
他的门徒都跑光了。
His disciples have left.
就剩下一个少年人。
It was left with just one young person.
那个少年人很勇敢吧
？This youth is really brave.
因为那时候不跑的话，也可能会被抓。
Because there is a high chance of him being captivated if he did not escape.
所以那个少年人很勇敢哦。
So this youth is really courageous.
但是后来兵丁也要抓他。
But eventually, even the soldiers even wanted to capture him.
他也跑了。
So he escaped as well.
所以大家都跑了。
Everyone has escaped.
只剩下耶稣一个人。
It was just left with Jesus alone.
但是耶稣他说我并不孤单啊。
But Jesus said he's never lonely.
环境孤单，但是他心里不孤单。
The circumstances around him was lonely, but his heart was not lonely.
现在有的人呢，很多人是环境不孤单，心里孤单。
Nowadays, what happens to most people is that their surroundings are not lonely, but they're lonely in their hearts.
家里很多人呢、啊。
There are so many people in the family.
但是他就觉得很孤单啊。
But this person might feel lonely.
他好像觉得自己呀都不是人啊。
We feel as though we're not even a human being.
环境啊不孤单哦。
The surroundings is not lonely.
所以一定要借着这些电动玩具啊，电动游戏。
That is why they need to use all these computer games.
来填补他这种孤单的心理呀。
To fill their empty souls.
还是看那些不好的电影啊。
Or to look at the to watch the negative television programs.
填补他心灵的空虚。
To feel the hollow and emptiness in their souls.
那他环境不孤单呢、啊、
？The surroundings might not be lonely.
所以这个孤单的时候也是一种试探考验。
So loneliness is when temptations come in.
那主耶稣被出卖啊。
Jesus has been betrayed.
被人嘲笑。
Has been mocked at.
但是他都胜过了。
He conquered everything.
所以其实我们今天就是被人嘲笑。
Today, if we have been mocked by others,
被我们朋友所拒绝。
If we have been rejected by our friends,
没关系的。
It's okay.
我们所走的路，主耶稣都已经走过了。
Because whatever roads or whatever path that we're taking, Jesus has taken them before.
他已经得胜了。
He has conquered.
主只要跟他就没问题。
So if we follow Jesus, there is no problem.
那主耶稣呢，还战胜恐惧。
Jesus has also overcome fear.
那恐惧是一种折磨。
Fear is a form of torture.
那请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第四章
First John chapter 4
第四章十八节
Verse 18
十八节，爱你没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕你还要刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
First John chapter 4 verse 18 There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. ForBut he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
这里说惧怕里含有刑罚，这个刑罚，这个torment就是一种折磨啊。
Here it says that fear involves torment, and torment is a form of torture.
这个折磨是很厉害的。
And this torture is really serious.
比如说要上法庭，这个也是很让人害怕的。
For example, attending courts is a form of torture and it's fear. It is fearful.
在等检验报告的时候
When we're waiting for medical reports,
不知道那个肿瘤是恶性还是良性的
To be waiting for the results on whether the tumor is malignant or benign, it is also a form of torture.
那个等待期间也是很折磨的
The waiting period is a form of torture.
因为恐惧啊
Because of fear.
人家不知道是好还是坏呀。
Not knowing if it's good or bad.
所以恐惧是一种折磨。
So fear is a form of torture.
但是主耶稣已经战胜恐惧。
But Jesus has overcome fear.
因为主耶稣要面临死亡。
Because he has to face death.
他说他自己也是很恐惧，他刚开始也是很战惊恐惧呀。
In the start, Jesus was also very fearful towards death.
怕得都快要死亡啊。
He was so afraid that he almost died.
不但是两脚发抖而已啊
Not only was he shivering in his feet.
膝盖都会想碰哎。
His knees were knocking.
有一个弟兄啊，他做见证。
There was this brother who bear a testimony.
他到医院里面去检查。
He did medical checkup in a hospital.
医生告诉他，他有这个淋巴的肿瘤。
And the doctor told him that he has got this lymphatic tumor.
哇，他一听到这个消息以后。
So after he received this news,
他说他两脚都软了。
He said he was weak in his knees.
真的，可能我们没有这个感，没有这种的体验呢。
Maybe most of us do not have this experience.
还好了，感谢主。
Thank God.
有体验的话是很，让人很害怕的。
The experience is really scary.
可是以后他就靠着祷告啊。
But because through prayers,
所以主耶稣也是一样啊。
Just like
主耶稣啊，是祷告。
Just like Jesus, how he relied on prayers.
跪着向天父流泪祷告。
He knelt before the Heavenly Father.
祷告以后，他都能够面对死亡。
He cried in tears, and then he's able to face death.
他就能够很勇敢地走向哥哥他山。
He was able to walk towards Mount Golgotha.
面对十字架的苦刑。
And to face with the punishment of Christ.
所以这位弟兄呢，这位弟兄。他被医生宣告说有淋巴的肿癌以后肿瘤。
So when this patient has been informed by the doctor that he was having this lymphatic tumor,
那是癌呀。
It is cancer.
后来他祷告。
So later on he prayed.
他说能够凭着主耶稣的胜利，他也得到胜利。
And he's able to gain victory through Jesus' victory.
他就没有再害怕。
He no longer felt afraid.
所以他不但没有害怕，他还能够去关心其他的人。
Not only was he not afraid for himself, he could be concerned for other people.
主耶稣的得胜啊，帮助他在这一场的患难当中啊，病痛当中也能够得胜。
He gained victory through this his own battle through the victory of Jesus.
已经经过十几年了。
It has been more than 10 years.
现在还活着。
He's still alive.
还在协助圣工。
And he's still helping out in the divine work.
因为主耶稣已经得胜，战胜恐惧。
Because Jesus has overcome fear.
主耶稣战胜死亡。
And Jesus also prevailed over death.
大家都很怕死亡。
Everyone's afraid of death.
但主说已经胜过了。
But Jesus has prevailed over death.
那请看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
第一章十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
启示录第一章十八节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 18.
第一章十八节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 18.
又是那存活的，我曾经死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Verse 18, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hate and of the death.
这主要说曾经死过。
Jesus has once died before.
因为他带着肉体而来。
Because he came in the form of physical flesh.
所以他的确是肉体上死过。
So he has suffered a physical death.
不但是死过，他还替我们的罪啊，下到阴间接受阴间的痛苦啊。
Not only has he suffered death, he has gone through the sufferings in in hell. Hell. Sorry.
阴间的痛苦啊！啊，现在呢
？Hates.
是不是、啊、
？Hades. Okay, so he has suffered in the Hades. Hades.
啊，现在啊，又活了。
But now he's alive again.
所以他是复活了。
So he has resurrected.
他说永远的复活。
He has resurrected forevermore.
他说不再有死亡。
So there will no longer be death for him.
那一般的人呢，都很怕死。
Generally, everyone's afraid of death.
一想到死了，都让人惧怕。
When everyone thinks of death, everyone becomes fearful.
所以很多人呢，不愿意死。
That is why many people are not willing to die.
那越是有钱的人呢，越怕死。
The more wealthy that person is, the more scared of death is.
啊，越是有权力的人越怕死。
And the more powerful are even more afraid of death.
因为他们不想死。
Because they refuse to die.
但是不想死，有一天也得死。
No matter how you're afraid of death, you'll die one day.
啊，请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。十五节，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. 15. And release those who through fear of death were all in their lifetime subject to bondage.
啊，主耶稣死以后，
after Jesus' death,
啊，他复活了，
he resurrected.
说他生命的改变，改变成为一个灵，荣耀的身体。
So he's physical flesh has turned into a spirit of glory.
啊，没有死就不能够复活啊。
Without death, there can be no resurrection.
啊，生命就不能够被改变。
And the lives cannot be changed.
所以主耶稣他复活了。
So Jesus has resurrected.
那我们会跟主耶稣有一样的经历。
And we will have the same experience as Jesus Christ.
所以死亡对我们来说并不可怕。
Death shouldn't be a fearful subject to us.
因为它只是一个过程而已的。
Because it's merely a process.
是一个生命蜕变啊，生命改变的一个过程而已。
It's a process where the form of our lives changed.
因为必须要有这个过程，以后才有更荣耀的身体啊。
There must be this process which we have to go through in order to live in a more glorious body.
所以我们就不用惧怕死亡。
That is why we do not need to be afraid of death.
在主耶稣已经得胜了。
Jesus has already gained victory.
那我们要借着主耶稣也得胜。
And we also want to gain victory through Jesus Christ.
所以得胜已经是存在的一个事实。
Victory is already an existing fact.
啊，不是一个应许啊，不是一个希望盼望。
It's not a promise or a hope.
因为它已经存在的。
Because it's already in existence.
那神已经得胜了。
God has already gained victory.
耶稣基督也已经得胜了。
Jesus has already gained victory.
所以这个得胜已经存在了。
So this victory is already in existence.
所以神要借着耶稣基督给我们胜利。
God wants to give us victory through Jesus Christ.
那这是一个真理。
This is the truth.
啊，这个大家一定要相信。
We have to believe in this.
好，请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 4.
第五章第四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 4.
因为凡从神生的就要胜过世界、啊、使我们胜的世界的就是我们的信心。
Verse 4 For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.、
啊、胜利已经在那里了。
Victory is already there.、
啊、现在呢只是我们要去拿。
But now we have to obtain this victory.、
啊、但是我们必须要有信心、啊、
But we have to do it through faith.
有信心才会产生一个行动。
Only by faith there will be an action.
So, 我们怎么来支取胜利的果实呢?
So, how do we enjoy this fruit of faith?
我们既然知道主耶稣神已经胜利了。
Fruit of victory. Since we already know that Jesus hath already gained victory.
啊，胜利已经摆在那里了。
Victory is already before us.
啊，但是我们要去拿。
But we have to go and achieve it.
那我们请看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十二章十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
12章11节。
Chapter 12, verse
11. 12章的11节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
弟兄胜过他、啊、我们看弟兄胜过他。
Verse 11, and they overcame him、
啊、是因为羔羊的血。
By the lamb,、by the blood of the lamb.、
啊、第一个羔羊的血。
First, the blood of the lamb.
第二个自己所做过的见证。
And secondly,、啊By the word of their testimony.
第三个、啊、他们虽然至于死人也不爱惜自己的性命。
Thirdly, they did not love their lives to the death.
所以胜利已经在那里，但是现在我们要去拿。
Victory is already before us, but now we have to go get it.、
啊、怎么得到胜利？
How do we gain victory?、
啊、第一个就是靠着羔羊的血。
First is by the blood of the lamb.
也就是要归入基督里头。
To enter into the Christ.
所以在哥林多后书第二章、啊、告诉我们、啊、在基督里夸胜。
In 2 Corinthians, it says to be to take a leap of success through Christ.
因为在基督里才能够谈胜利的。
Because only in Christ can we talk about victory.
在基督以外就没有真正的胜利。
Outside of Christ, there is no success.
So, 一定要在基督里头。
So, we have to be in Christ.
我不能够离开基督啊。
We cannot leave Christ.
离开基督就没有胜利可言。
There will be no victory if we forsake Christ.
那第二个就是要实践我们所见证的道，要实践出来哦。
And secondly, we have to practice the word of our testimony.
所见证就要见证我们所传的道，要见证啊，我们用什么来见证？用我们的行为来见证。
And how do we practice the word of our testimony? That is through our actions and our practice.
所以要实践我们所听的道。
So we have to practice the words, the truth that we have heard.
那这些道理都很好。
This truth and the teachings are really good.
但是不行出来的话，在我们脑筋里头只是一种知识而已。
But if there is no practice that we don't put it into actions, it's only a form of knowledge that we have.
知识是死的。
Knowledge is dead.
我要把它兴出来，它才是活的。
But it will only be alive if we put it in actions.
啊，所以不但是听啊，还要把它行出来。
Not only listen to the truth, but we have to put it in action.
那行出来的话，就能够得胜。
If we practice the words, then we can gain victory.
那第三个就是啊，要肯为主耶稣啊牺牲性命。
Thirdly, by risking our lives for the Lord.
我们请看四书记啊。
Let's turn to the book of Judges.
四书记第五章十八节。四书记第五章十八节。
Judges chapter 5 verse 8.
五章十八节。
Judges chapter 5 verse 8.
西布伦人啊，是拼命赶死的啊。十八节。
Verse 18.
四书记第五章十八节。
Judges chapter 5 verse 18. Okay, verse 18. Zebulun is a people who jeopardize their lives to the point of death. Naphtali also on the heights of the battlefield.
啊，西布伦人啊，他们牺牲他们的性命啊。
Zebulun is a people who have jeopardize their lives.
把他们生命放于那个危险的地步。
They sacrifice their lives and put their lives in a state of danger.
敢死拼命。
To fight for their lives.
所以这个大家都要来互相检讨。
So all of us have to self-examine.
要互相鼓励。
To encourage each other.
当然我们礼拜六星期六是大家都不用上班了。
Of course, all of us do not work on Saturday.
因为大家也从星期五到星期五上班也很辛苦。
Because all of us have been working very hard from Fridays to Fridays.
所以星期六就想多睡一会儿。
But on Saturdays, we think, oh, we perhaps want to sleep a little more.
甚至要睡到自然醒啊。
Or some of us want to sleep in naturally.
所以可能会睡到九点十点。
And wake up at around 9 or 10.
但是这个十点啊，就是我们这里的祷告会啊。
But the prayer session starts at 10.
我们那个外面的牌子啊，写着十点开始聚会的。
And the signboard shows that our Sabbath service starts at 10.
所以，我来这里的第一天呢、啊，大概五年以前来这里的第一天。
The first day that I arrived here 5 years ago.
第一个安息日。
It was the first Sabbath service.
我很早就到。
I came to church. I arrived in the church very early.
我想说十点开始聚会嘛。
I thought that church starts at 10.
这叫十点怎么没有什么人呢、啊、
？But when
我在问副总说是不是十点聚会吗
？But when it was 10 o'clock, I noticed that there were not many people.
因为外面那个招牌写十点呢、啊。
Because the signboard outside says it starts at 10.
副总告诉我不是啊，十点开始祷告啊。
So the council member told me no, the prayer session starts at 10.
祷告也有人呢、啊。
But I said, oh, but there has to be people praying.
为什么没有人
？But there's no one.
为什么没有人？大家想想。
Let us ponder why are there not many people?
敢死拼命啊，这个精神没有了。
Because we do not have the attitude that jeopardizes or risk our lives.
所以要牺牲自己的睡眠呢。
So we have to risk and we have to sacrifice our own sleep.
早点起床。
To wake up earlier.
晚起床的话，你就要禁食祷告，就是早上不吃啊，赶快来呀。
If you wake up later, then probably you have to fast and not take breakfast and come
to church. 所以要牺牲自己的睡眠时间。
You have to sacrifice your sleeping time.
有些时候要牺牲自己的早餐。
Sometimes you have to sacrifice your own breakfast.
为着要来成就教会所规定的十点开始聚会，十点开始祷告。
In order to arrive and to follow the time that has been set by church to start our prayer.
我想十点是大家所规定的，大家同意的。
I believe that this 10 a.m. is fixed and agreed by everyone.
有没有人反对？反对的话，副总你可以改呀、啊。
Has anyone in the congregation objected to it?
所以既然是大家共同决定说好，十点开始。
If it has been agreed by the congregation,
那我们做一个忠心，我们自己要对我们的教会来 faithful 来忠实。
So we have to be faithful towards the church.
十点开始做十点到。
If the church service starts at 10, we have to be here by 10.
这是您所同意的，大家同意呀、啊。
Because this has been agreed by the congregation.
所以大家同意，大家不要。不要破这个，大家所答应的。
Let's not break the promise that we have set for ourselves.
我们要有这种拼命敢死的精神。
We have to have this attitude which risks our lives.
我们才能够胜利。
Only then can we gain victory.
所以他们这场战争叫胜利的。
So they have won victory in this battle.
本来是不可能胜利的。
Initially, it's impossible for them to gain victory.
因为当时以色列人就是一盘散沙。
Because the Israelites were likened to a sand that is scattered around.
没有一个王，真正的王来带领他们。
There's no one king which leads them.
然后他们民族很微弱。
And the whole race is very weak.
他们经常受欺负啊。
They've often been bullied.
可是这个时候，他们确实能够打胜仗。
But at this time, they were able to gain victory.
因为很多人、啊、是拼命敢死。
Because many among them were risking their lives.
那我们看只有西布伦人这个族的人、啊、拼命敢死。
We could see that only the Zebulun risked their lives.
以色列有十二个支派啊。
There were 12 tribes among the Israelites.
那换句话说，只有一个支派，十二分之一呀、啊，拼命敢死。
So only one among the 12 tribes were willing to risk their lives.
可是这样子就够了。
But this has already won victory for them.
比如说我们现在、啊、有这个120个人。
Now we have about 120 of us here.
十二分之一。
One out of 12.
就是十个人。
that is about 10 people,
十个人十点就到。
If 10 people would arrive at 10 a.m.
十个人敢死拼命。
That 10 people are willing to risk their lives.
牺牲睡眠，牺牲早餐。
To sacrifice their breakfast or their sleep.
这样子就能够打胜仗了。
Then we're able to gain victory.
因为并不是每个支派的人哈都敢死拼命了。
Because not every tribe are willing to risk their lives.
我们是不是那十二分之一的人？
Are we one out of ten?
您愿不愿意成为那个十分之一的人
？Are we willing to be part of one out of ten?
您愿意的话
，If we're willing to，
那我们再请看最后来看罗马书。罗马书
，Let us turn to Romans
第八章
，Romans chapter eight，
三十七节
，verse 37。
罗马书第八章三十七节
，Romans chapter eight verse 37。
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余的、啊、有余、啊、不只是刚刚得胜、啊、得胜有余。
37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us、
啊、再来看38节
verse
38、35节、啊、
verse 35。
神能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿、赤身裸体吗？是危险？是刀剑吗？
35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
好，所以什么事情能够使我们跟基督的爱隔绝呢？
So what can actually separate us from the love of God?
是早上的咖啡时间。
Is it our coffee time in the morning?
是这个网络时间。
Or is it our internet time?
电视时间。
Or our television time?
睡眠时间。
Or our sleep?
哦，我们想想看哈，是哪一个时间哈，让我们呢、啊、不能够十点准时来参加啊祷告会
？So let us think that what among these factors is the cause that has caused us not able to be here by 10 a.m.
啊，能够来的话，得胜有余。
If we are able to be here, we will gain more than victory.
我们来啊，支取神的胜利。
That we are able to hear, we will be able to come here to gain victory.
因为在基督已经给我们胜利的。
Because God has already granted us victory.
我们先要来拿这个胜利的果实。
But we have to come here to take the fruit of victory.
啊，但愿我们都能够成为那个十二分之一的人，像希伯伦支派。
Let's hope that we will be one of the 12 tribes.Just like the Zebulun tribe.
啊，再唱诗。
Now let's sing him.
482首。
482.